Carlson, Big Tech Censorship: One of the Worst Forms of 2020 Election Tampering, Cites Google Suppression of Breitbart News. By Jeff Poor on November 9, 2020. During his opening monologue on the Monday broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson lashed out at Big Tech for placing restrictions on its platforms that hampered the flow of potentially damaging information about then-Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Carlson deemed it election tampering and cited Breitbart News' lack of search results on Google to back up his claim. The Fox News host noted the well-documented claim of Google's handling of Breitbart News following a May 2020 so-called algorithm update. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson: One of the first things that we should be honest about is one of the worst forms of election tampering took place far from polling sites. It wasn't votes from dead people. Those are bad, but they weren't the worst thing. The worst things are more obvious than that. The worst thing was Silicon Valley. The tech monopolies spent the final weeks of the presidential election suppressing the voices of Trump supporters and hiding damaging information about his opponent Joe Biden. That happened. We saw it firsthand. We experienced it. You may have, too. In August, Facebook banned the pro-Trump Super PAC committee to defend the president from buying any campaign advertising. What? What election has that happened in? None. Just a few weeks ago, as you well know, the New York Post published true and accurate details of the Biden family's lucrative and damaging overseas influence peddling operation, which was real, which Joe Biden knew about. Facebook, in turn, limited the distribution of this article, and Twitter blocked people from posting it. In other words, they censored it. They kept people from knowing about it, and on what basis? Nothing in those articles was untrue, but they censored it anyway, along with any content that was critical of lockdowns and mandatory mask wearing. Why? Because Biden supported those. There are many threads to this. There is overwhelming evidence this happens. We'll just pick one piece, a report from Breitbart. They took a lot of time to look into what Google was doing to them. They found that Google suppressed its stories about Joe Biden in the middle of 2020 through Election Day, suppressed them. Quote, clicks and impressions to Breitbart News from Joe Biden Google searches displayed a healthy pattern of activity in the middle of 2020 when they suddenly flatlined. The plunge first occurred after a major update to Google's search algorithm in May 2020. Ask anybody in digital news, do searches for the names of candidates decline as we get closer to the election? No, probably not. In fact, they accelerate, but not if Google is censoring you, which is what they were doing. None of this is normal. It doesn't matter how often or how emphatically CNN encourages it, tells you it's fine, tells you it is necessary to suppress disinformation, is totally wrong, and it's crazy. Democracy cannot survive tampering like that. The Biden campaign knows exactly what happened. They know exactly the degree to which they benefited from it. And that's why they are rewarding their co-conspirators in big tech with even more power. Biden apparently has already hired Jessica Hertz, that's Facebook's former associate general counsel, as well as Cynthia Hogan, the former Apple vice president for government affairs. Oh, kind of an inside game. Yeah. Reportedly, Biden is also considering naming Eric Schmidt, the former top executive in Google and a big Biden donor, to his technology industry task force in the White House. This is not a matter of rewarding your supporters. It's much bigger than that, and it's of deep concern to every American. If we are going to have real and fair elections going forward, then we have to end Silicon Valley's total control of information. It's the first thing we must do. We can't have free and fair elections without that. If voters aren't allowed to learn critical facts about political candidates before they vote, you can't have a democracy. And of course, that's why they are doing it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.